What up, guys? Welcome back to the Mac Effect. Your host here, Mike. Like always, thanking you guys for tuning in. Thanking you guys for showing love. Always grateful, always appreciative. And you can say, you say that in every episode, you say that in every opening, but it always comes from a super genuine place of gratitude, of appreciation, of valuing and not allowing it to just become a normal. And it kind of ties in with today's episode and the topic we're going to be talking about. I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope it's a good one. And like always, connect with us, give us your thoughts, your comments, share your stories, because I love connecting with you guys. And enjoy it, guys. See you guys soon. Welcome back. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Appreciate you guys consistently showing love. How many of you have been blessed with the episodes that we've shared? Sister, have they touched your heart?
Yes. I thank you, everyone that has been sending me messages, following me on Instagram, sending like great feedback. Again, this is not my thing. I'm here supporting my brother this season, but thank you for all the positive the advice, just the warm wishes. I appreciate it.
She's grateful for all the resumes from last episode.
No. but I am very thankful and appreciative. It's very humbling to receive messages from people that obviously I don't know, with such beautiful words.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to continue the process, continue speaking. And in this week's episode, we're going to be talking about staying grounded, being humble. Sister, what is something that you do to kind of check yourself to make sure your feet are on planet Earth?
So for me, I think it's always been a big thing to try to stay humble and grateful. What I mean by that is be grateful for all that the Lord has blessed me with. Never feel superior to anyone. Just always remind myself of like where God has brought me from, meaning I'm a Hispanic, you know, female that already is kind of beating the odds in this society, because women have some kind of label or stereotype put on them because we're females. Being raised in Compton, but pursuing a higher level education was my desire to just, you know, kind of beat the odds. But in doing all of that and exposing yourself to different communities and environments and different levels of education throughout my career, I always just try to remind myself at the end of the day, I'm just a, you know, common female that's trying to do good in her life and stay grounded to my upbringing and what I was exposed to when I was younger, and just always stay grateful.
Yeah.
But yeah, that present, with that very present in my heart and in my mind.
Yeah. For, I mean, and what I do for me to stay humble is I read the Word of God. Jesus is one of the best examples in the world that quickly checks my heart. There's a 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, our pastor Gene Apple was preaching about the Last Supper, mm-hmm. and how, when they would walk into the, when they would walk into the place where they were going to eat, they didn't have tables. Se acostaban casi en el piso, and they would kind of like lean sideways on the floor. So like literally like people's feet were like really close to you, and you know, you walked a lot. So it was, they were super dirty. So someone was like by the door with a rag in their pant, a bucket, or I don't know what's it called, but it was like a bucket with water. And this person would wash people's feet. Well, turns out that there was no one there to wash someone's feet. And all the disciples would walk in and see that and just like walk through it like, oh, well, I'm not doing it. And everyone went to go sit down. Jesus walks in and sees it. And at some point, I don't know how Gene said it. Like, I don't know if Jesus was going to walk away or something like that, or did sit down, but noticed everyone's feet were dirty and then got back up, grabbed it and started washing everyone's feet. And that, my goodness, that hits my heart so hard, where God tells me, bro, if the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, got on his knees to wash your feet, I don't care if you're a CEO. I don't care if you're a burger flipper. I don't care if you're unemployed. I don't care if you have multi-million dollars in the bank. We are all the same under God's eyes. And it really has helped me, sister. I'll be completely vulnerable, as something that I constantly try to do. I have washed Jackie's feet. I have washed. There was a year when, long time ago, when we were leading the worship team in Primer Amor Long Beach. We were leading the worship team. Her and me washed everyone's feet from the worship team.
But I think that in you giving that as an example, can you explain the symbolism?
Yeah.
Again, it represents humility.
Yes, it represents humility. It represents we are not greater than you. You are not greater than me. We are here to serve. We are here to give our lives to you. If it becomes about me, then that should already start waking up. Like, I need to really ground myself again. And we are living in a world where it's about me. I want to be an influencer. I want this. I want that. I. And God quickly teaches us it's not about I. It's about the other. It's about your brother. It's about your sister that needs you, right? So that was a symbolic behind it. But it quickly brings me back to, like, humble yourself. Relax. Like, don't think higher of yourself. Am I guilty of it getting to my head? I shared it in one of my podcast episodes, season 2. I believe it's episode 1 or 2. I don't remember. But I shared how in the beginning stages, like year 1 or 2 of my marriage, si se me subió, where I was like, oh, I'm coming on the reality show and I'm going to be famous.
And then I would hear that as well, even like with certain family members, like, oh, el Michael ya se cree esto y se cree el otro.
Yeah.
Because again, yo pienso que it comes back to our childhood. Like, if you run into a famous person at a restaurant, your inclination is like, oh my God, this is so awesome. Let me go, figure this out. Or let's go approach the person. It's a natural instinct to be involved with important people or, relevant people. And it somehow rub in on you and make you feel some sort of way. But I feel like, again, you always have had a group of people, family that loves you, that would be like, hey, dude, like, tone it down. Or yeah. They remind you like, hey, this is not the way we should conduct ourselves. Because at the end of the day, your heart needs to be what matters. Like, yeah. Your core characteristics are what make you as a human being, to remind you of your upbringing, what has been instilled in you, and feeling superior or feeling above anybody is not the way we were raised.
100%. 100%. And I'm not proud of it, but it's my life and it's something that I had to go through and learn and all these things. But I do want to share with you guys a little bit about that, in the sense of like, you have to, I hope you guys can follow me, where it's like, I wasn't processed. I'm acting out from a place where I am desperately seeking validation, love. I want people to know that they need to value me and I'm something. And I'm operating from a place of super, super deficiency, where it wasn't quería enaltecerme because I cared about becoming famous. It was, I was seeking validation. I was seeking for people to respect me, for people to value me. And it was like, I was operating from a place of like, bro, like you're looking for that externally, when that only can come from internal. And it and when the divorce or the first separation happened, I started going to counseling, and that's where my process began to, like, it wasn't because I wanted to be famous to be better than other people. If other people took it that way, then that's their deficiency and their problem. My problem was I needed to find it from within, not try to seek it from out.
And having been there during that phase in your life, like, I could say that, again, going back to another episode that we just had, is that was a red flag. Like, hey, something within you, right?
Yes.
It needs to be explored.
Correct.
Because being associated with someone doesn't make you more or less of a person. And I have always said, I don't care who you are, what your last name is, what your category in this society title is, I'm going to treat you with respect. 100%. And I expect the same in return.
Yeah.
Because again, it's going back to me remaining humble and thankful for all the good and the bad that the Lord has allowed in my life, but always showing grace and the love of God to others, which is a core value that I like to practice.
Yeah.
And I think that even, like I said, having been in that stage with you, God does allow that to happen where, again, maturity, healing needs to take place for you to be aware of certain behaviors. But when the transition happened where you started working on yourself, it did change your perception. And thank God that you were aware of the need to pursue that healing within you to come back to our roots,
yeah,
which is,
yeah,
a nosotros nos han enseñado a saludar a todo mundo con gracia, con amor, con respeto,
yeah,
independientemente de quién son.
A title and status and all that, 100%. But for me, I share it with you guys because, one, I continue to let you guys know I am not perfect. I don't have everything controlled. I don't have everything to a T. I am a work in progress. It doesn't mean I am who I am back then or things changed, because then the second go around, I handled it way much better, handled it in a, it, that never was crossing through my mind. My mindset was family first. And it wasn't that my intention was to get with her to become famous. That wasn't the intent. It's just when you're unhealthy, you do unhealthy things and unhealthy habits and traits or whatever. So anyways, I share it to be vulnerable so that you guys can know, like, that's real. Like, that's reality. As a matter of fact, the other day, I haven't even shared this with you, sister. I took a friend to Tierra Mia here in Paramount, the one that's across the street from Paramount. And my friend had no idea what Tierra Mia was. So he's like, what? Horchata what? He's a white guy. So he's like, horchata what? And I'm like, horchata latte, bro. Like, try it out. This iced and all this stuff, right? So we were sitting there, and there was a couple that was across from us. And I noticed that they kept looking and looking. And I just mind my business. And it blessed my heart because I could just tell, like, they wanted to say something, but they didn't, out of respect. So I'm just keeping my conversation with Mark. We're speaking from the heart. We're having our one-on-one. And as they're leaving, they stand up, right? So it kind of grabs our attention. And I look over, and the lady's like, tú eres Mike, ¿verdad? Y le digo, sí. Y dice, oh, eres el... And she was kind of stuttering. I'm like, I brought it. I said it. And I'm like, you can say it. It's all good. And then I'm like, and then she's like, oh, disculpa, es de que te miras bien sencillo, bien humilde, y pues me dio mucho gusto verte. Y yo, so if you're watching this, I asked her, I said, what's your name? And she said, it's Irma. And I said, oh, mucho gusto, Irma. And then saludé a su esposo, y le dije, ¿cuál es su nombre? Y me dice, Alejandro. So Alejandro, Irma, if you guys are watching this, un placer de haberlos conocido ese día. Pero for me, it just blessed me because I know people have a perspective, but you have taught me this. Tanya has taught me this, where you allow your character to speak, allow your actions to speak, because words, you're just going to look like a nut sometimes trying to defend something or whatever. So it was nice to finally see it, like, firsthand, someone saying, like, oh, dude, like, you're not what they're saying, you know?
And it comes back to being humble, to being who you are, which is what we've been taught, to be a humble, respectful person. And anything in life, God puts you opportunities or gives you certain channels for you to be in, right? So I see it as it was a blessing. It was a chapter in your life. It comes with that chapter that exposed you to being in the light where people know you or recognize you. That in itself is a blessing, because people that know me have always brought that up when they meet you, like, oh my God, your brother's so awesome. Like, he's so down to earth. He's so like easy to talk to. And they again realize that what is being said or portrayed is not the truth. Yeah. And that's vindication. But it goes back to when you are humble and you remain true to what God wants us to do in terms of how we conduct ourselves, and you remain humble with that core value that was instilled in us of being respectful and not needing to like scoop to certain levels to justify or explain or defend anything that is out there. When you are truly just living life in purpose, everything kind of works itself out.
Yeah.
And true interactions, like the meeting that you had with that person, which has happened several times. And even a lot of my friends, again, that have met you, it's like, oh my God, like super humble guy, super cool guy.
It happened to me at work too. So, I mean, but that's another story. I'm not going to share that one, but it happened at work as well. So,
but I think that also the challenges have humbled us, like our challenges in life that we all face humble us, and it brings us back to our roots. It brings us back to where God wants us to be, mm-hmm. which is to show grace, to show that we are not perfect and that we are just going through life trying to live in peace.
Yeah, 100%. Which is why I wanted to bring this subject up, because the reality is sometimes we allow our ego, our pride, to take center stage in certain situations, in the way we conduct ourselves, the way we handle ourselves. I remember a long time ago, we used to live it here where we have a long driveway, and it's like, if you're parked behind someone, you need to move your car. And it's like, well, I'm not going to move it. Pues ahí están las llaves. All that is pride, all that is ego. And that's a small example of what I'm kind of sharing with you guys, because I know you guys know anyone that's in co-parenting. There could be a lot of pride right there. Well, I'm not doing that. How dare him? That's all he's giving, and that's all they're doing, and this and that. Like, all those feelings start coming where you just got to humble yourself. You got to let it go. You got to let it go and then show up for the kids, because that's what matters. You got to let it go and bring peace so that your mom can be at peace, because she's the one that matters. You got to let it go because you don't want to cause a fight in front of the kids, and you can talk about it later. Put a pause on it. Don't ruin the entire day. I remember when one's a youth and you're dating, you would go to like Disneyland or Knott's, and one little thing at the park and the whole day, it's a bad moment, a bad memory for you and the girl that you're with or whatever, because you allowed that one action ruin the entire day, when you could have just said, let's put a pause on it. We'll enjoy the rest of the day. But when we get home, we can talk about the situation that happened. And that's the truth. Like, enjoy what's going on. Don't just let it burst your bubble, right? Humbleness. That's why I asked in the beginning, how? What do you do? What's your reminder to keep your feet on the ground? Mine is Jesus. What's yours?
So, of course, I mean, keeping my relationship with God as a priority and constantly nourishing my mind, my heart. One thing I've learned with time is I need to guard my heart. So
that's biblical.
Bad things will happen that are going to impact your heart or want to impact your heart. But I've learned to be true to myself. So I'll give an example. Like, say if I feel it in my heart to have a gesture with someone and they're not the kindest, or I might send them a message and there's obviously a friction there or something that might be like, you know, pending.
Tension, yeah.
I've learned that if it's in my heart, as long as I act on it and do it with love and peace and do not allow my ego or my heart to harden, I'm doing the right thing, and I'm going to always do that versus allowing like the evil to be growing and festering in my life. So I stay humble and staying grounded in what God expects from me, what I've learned throughout life with experiences, that it being humble will take you further than if you remain in your ego and in your pride. Some people could say like, oh, pues te pasas de mensa. O está bien, no está bien que, you know, you give in sometimes. Well, I disagree, because it has to be like in a healthy perspective, if that makes sense.
100%, 100%.
I'm not saying like to turn the cheek all the time. What I'm saying is sometimes just remaining humble and remaining the bigger person is going to take you further than you feeding into negativity and into unhealthy patterns that are caused. We're not perfect again. And we repeat this in every episode. There's no perfection. We've made mistakes and we continue to make mistakes. But one thing we do try to do is to remain humble and grateful for all of that God has allowed. And there's also, I feel like, no coincidence. Like things that you've passed through in life, your challenges that have brought you to this position has humbled you, but it's molded you into a different level of maturity, different level of perspective, different level of service. Like you're able now to bless another person at a different capacity because God humbled you through that challenge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What can you do for loved ones that you know are getting boastful? Like, what can you do when it comes to try to help them, to avoid them? Because we all know boastful is going to lead to destruction. It's just, it's biblical. Pride comes before the fall. So it's going to happen. And as a loved one that wants to prevent this for other people, what can you do to prevent? Now I'll share my answer, but I first kind of want to hear you first. What can you do to prevent when you start seeing someone in your family, oh man, like they're kind of thinking they're all this and a bag of chips right now?
Sometimes you can't do anything, and that's frustrating. Sometimes you've tried to have conversation, have dialogue, share resources that have helped me, right, to like get to a point of understanding on why I do certain things or why I move certain ways. And that comes with my healing journey. Like I've been able to be in tune with those things, but sometimes I've learned through working with Tanya as well, I'm not God. So I can pray for you. I can share my wisdom. I can share things, and I can try to give you guidance or direction or share what's worked for me. But it's also been my experience that people don't want to be receptive to it.
Yeah.
So at that point, I pray for them consistently. You're in my prayers, and there's people that I'm praying for that think might be that I'm not, but you're in my prayers, and we have to give it to God so that God can do that. Because if you're not open to receiving wisdom from people that love you, because if I, for instance, share un consejo contigo, you're gonna know that because I'm your sister, I want the best for you.
Yeah.
Like I'm not trying to hurt you. And that's across the board with all of my siblings. Like maybe it's not what they're wanting to hear, but I do want the best for everyone.
I think there's nothing wrong with telling people, darles el consejo, because you care for them and you want the best for them. I have learned that the delivery matters.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Delivery matters. For example, if you know your buddy is in a relationship and it's just not a good place for him to be in, like you don't go up to him and say, hey, dude, you're kind of a dumbass. You got to get out of there. No one's going to listen to that advice. No one's going to pay attention to that. If you come at it with like in a different approach, like, hey, bro, you know what? I've been noticing these things. I care for you. I think you're valuable. I don't think you deserve things like this. What are your thoughts? What do you think what I'm sharing with you? Now it puts the person in a perspective where it's like, let me think about it too then. Like, let me see what's up. So you got to be very careful. I mean, Hispanics, we are very good at like, pásame eso de allí. Este? No, menso, el otro. And it's like very sarcastic, very like, you know, low blows, cheap shots. Hay tantos like indirectas que se dicen que I'm honest. Like, I don't get them sometimes. Like, they say certain things and it's like, I don't know, like, I don't know. I try my best to understand them, but it takes me a minute. Like, I'm a little slow where I'm like, what does he mean? I'm like, oh, it means I'm naive or whatever. And I'm like, got it. So anyways, but I think the delivery definitely matters to tell people that. But you hit it on the head with my last one, where that's the hardest one to do, mm-hmm. because it hurts. Mm-hmm. It hurts, especially when you love someone so deeply. But you got to let go and you got to let God. Mm-hmm. And it sucks because it's like they might continue doing it. They might continue doing the exact thing that hurts you. Mm-hmm. But you got to just let it go and let God, trust God that he'll take care of it. Because there's three ways we're going to learn to be humble: by hearing people communicating with us, teaching us, mm-hmm. by reading books, mm-hmm. or los madrazos de la vida. Es como vamos a aprender. And the majority of us, mm-hmm. is that last one. That's how we learn. And let's keep it real. I learned a lot of my things in my life because of los golpes. Mm-hmm. You've learned a lot of the things in your life por los golpes.
I also like to read books, though. So I
have
a lot of self-help books.
But what has taught you more, los golpes or los libros?
Well, definitely, obviously, like my mistakes in life.
The tears, the drives where you're just like, you can't believe
that. And I think that's the most frustrating and hurtful part when you love someone and you do want the best for them. Like, you know, genuinely, like, I'm telling you this because, and I get emotional, because you do want the best for them. You don't want them to suffer.
Yeah.
You want to see them flourish. You want them to have to pay the least amount of consequences for their mistakes. But sometimes as humans, we do get so consumed with pride and ego that just because I'm the person that's saying it, you might not want to receive it. And I'm okay with that at this point. Again, nothing personal. It's self sabotage, self, you know, worthiness issues that the person could be dealing with. And as long as I do things with love, I just have to give it to God and continue to pray and continue to work on myself, because ultimately the only person that I have control over is myself and actions and my behavior, which is why I try to remain thankful and humble and appreciative. I'm that person that will be greeting and saying hello to anyone and everyone in the same category if you were a famous person. Because I don't see it as anyone is better than anyone.
No.
I see it as we're all human beings and we are all individuals that deserve the same level of respect.
And it comes, for me, it also comes back to like looking within, right? We always talk about inner healing. We talk about early in the episode when I said I was looking for validation externally when I knew it should have come in. I didn't know back then it needed to come internally. But now that I know that and now that I'm seeing it, it's really helping me to it awakens you to the point where like I used to get offended when I would see someone else succeeding because it would hurt me that I'm not succeeding. But now it gets to the point where it's like, because you're finding healing and identity, it doesn't bother you. I'm happy for the people that are blessed. Like, let's be real. Do you get upset when you find out the person you don't like has a new car or has a new this or new that? There's a part of you that's like, why them and not me? I'm not the only one, guys. Like, I know I'm not the only one sharing these things. So like when you start like truly identifying and healing, like it becomes a little bit easier to see these things. And now your life really becomes peaceful, humble. I'm good. Qué bueno que te fue bien. Qué bueno que ganaste. Qué bueno que hiciste. Qué bueno. Because it doesn't change you anymore.
So on that note, that you're mentioning how sometimes when you're unprocessed and not even aware of needing to heal, you tend to get bothered by someone else's success. And I can tell you from personal experience, like, I don't worry what people are up to. Like, now, it's something that doesn't faze me. Like,
did you worry about it before? Did it bother you before? Do you worry about it now? It doesn't bother you?
Well, I've never really been that kind of person. Mm. Like, I've never been, like, in interest to compete with anyone. I had, like, other traumas, like childhood traumas that I dealt with, right? It was okay. More self-love for myself.
Yeah.
That I was deficient in. But I think that it is something to highlight, the fact that when you do become aware and wanting to heal, you don't keep up with what everyone else is doing. Like, Joneses. You're focused on your goals and growing within your person and becoming a better version of yourself. Like, that's my ultimate goal. I'm not worried about who got a car, who got this. Because again, everybody's journey is their journey, and I'm not here to compete. I just want to be able to put a little bit of sunshine, the little that I can, with whatever knowledge or whatever impact my life can have in this world. And I've said this in the past, that's already filled with so much.
Yeah.
Here we are, the first week of school. What do we have on the news again? Shootings at schools.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like we already have so much going on. Like, I don't need to be competing with anyone. I'm not interested in competing with anyone. I'm just interested in becoming a better version of Yvette.
Yeah.
For my, well-being, and for everyone that's within me to flourish.
Well, we bring this up because not only do we want to relate, do we want to connect with you guys and be vulnerable, be humble, be honest. I mean, I don't think it could get any more vulnerable than when I was sharing since the beginning of the episode, like my situation. Like, I'm telling you guys, we don't have it to the T. We don't handle every situation. Mm-hmm. Like, vamos a fallar. Like, se me va a subir my pride. I'm not always going to be humble in every situation. It's going to happen. I'm going to have mistakes. But what I'm trying to share with you guys is, like, when you continue to exercise this muscle, mm-hmm. this muscle starts showing you, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. And then you stop looking at the outside world. You really start looking at yourself. And life really starts becoming so much better when you really are focusing on yourself now. When you're not using excuses anymore. When you're not blaming others. When you're taking accountability. Oof, and it's biblical. When you try to... When you, como te dice, when you try to live, it's when you're actually going to die. But when you sacrifice your life for God, it's when you actually live. Like, se te quita like a blindfold from your eyes where you're like, I see it now, guys, where I'm like, man, that used to trigger the heck out of me. Mm-hmm. Thank God that doesn't trigger me anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm not proud of the fact that it triggered me, but I can't change the past. I could only change the future, but I'm so glad that I've made the hard work mm-hmm. of confronting it mm-hmm. where I'm not repeating the cycle anymore.
By coming back to the core of humility.
Yes.
And gratitude. And I can attest to that because I've seen the growth that you've done. And I've seen how you are able to now manage those emotions. Because, of course, you have emotions. And you process. And you move accordingly,
yeah,
versus reactive.
Reaction.
As you were speaking, like, it brings me back to a point where my pride was very present and I was making things about myself versus my daughter. And it got to the point where I finally realized, if I love her so much, I have to swallow my pride, accept the situation. And that's when I moved differently as well. And I let go. And when I thought, like, her dad and I were not able to ever be civil. It just became a peaceful interaction, which again has brought freedom to me, because nothing that goes on matters. And before, like, the reality is, as us women, you know, we notice everything, and it was like, why don't they do this? And it would bother you. Why don't they do that? And it would bother you as a mother or as a woman, right? But when you liberate yourself from that pride and that ego, that's not going to take you anywhere. And I never probably received like the apology that I, you know, would have wanted, maybe, or recognition of, you know, any wrongdoing, because the reality is sometimes you probably won't get that. But it becomes liberating when you take the choice to say, I'm going to let my ego to the side and really just accept the situation for what it is. You liberate yourself. You come back to like this humility where it's about my daughter and nothing else matters. It's a process to get there. It's not something that overnight you don't feel anything and nothing triggers you. It's a constant like intention to process, to accept that you are not in control of anyone else's behavior but your own. And you process so many times that you get to a point where nothing matters. And now I live a peaceful, amicable situation, when I thought to a point that maybe that was never going to be the case.
And you hit something, sister, that I think is a huge blessing I want to share with you guys. You said, I came to acceptance. I didn't get the apology. Mm-hmm. And this is something that I learned from my friend Berito, mm-hmm. where we were talking, and then she kind of, I asked her certain questions, and she came back and she's like, listen, sometimes even when you do get the apology, it's going to do nothing for you. Like, te llega wango, the apology. And I was like, I'm in my pain. I'm in the middle of my pain. And I'm like, no. Like, it's going to do something. Like, and it's like, it really won't do anything. So, right.
But you process that thought, too, because think about it. Is it really the words of apology that are going to make it better? Or is it really like an ego thing?
Correct.
So I would go back and forth. Correct. And then I finally realized, you know what? No, nothing needed. It was what it was. Let's move on, Yvette. Let it go. Process your ego, your expectations. And I have lived such a peaceful life. Yeah. It's been several years of just peace and harmony, and nothing matters. My kid is healthy, I'm well, and God brings me back to the state of humility.
Because
as long as you're well, everything will work out.
Because of acceptance. Mm-hmm. Because you think, the emotions tell you, if I just hear that apology, now things are going to get better. Mm-hmm. And the reality is, words need to be met by actions. So it's not the sorry. Maybe if the sorry is met with actions, if the sorry is met with a plan, with strategy, with actions. But most of the time, it's not. So you have to just accept your situation. And that is the difficult part. You hit it in the head where it's not going to change from one day to another. I remember calling you, my therapist, many times. And it was like, that's an expectation. And then I pick up the phone the next day. That's an expectation. And then 3 months later, that's another expectation. And you're just like, dude, like, I'm so tired of hearing expectations. But it came to the workout, to the progress, to the progress, to the progress, where ya uno solito con tiempo is like, oh, yeah, that is an expectation. So stop. Shift your mindset.
But a highlight in all that you said right now, it goes back to expectations that we're setting.
Correct.
Expectations that we have. An idea of how we would want things to be. So it all goes back to me.
Yeah.
I cannot control what is being put out there. I cannot control what people say, what people think, what people believe, what they don't believe. I can control how Yvette conducts herself, how Yvette moves in life, Yvette's heart. And even then, that could be deceitful sometimes, because your heart can want one thing and it might not align with what your core values are. Mm-hmm. But again, it goes back to you having the insight, the accountability within yourself to bring you back to your fundamental core, which is to remain humble, to remain thankful, to remain true to what God expects from us and what our upbringing has been, and that you are not above anyone. You're not above God. We are all to respect one another. And if we would practice that as a world, as a society, we would live in a much peaceful world with less violence, with less anger, with less crime. If we learn to just be humble and respect those around us.
I would even take it a step further and say, if you have an opportunity, volunteer at certain churches, volunteer at certain giveaways or things of this nature. Because when you volunteer and you go give things at Skid Row, when you go to TJ and you're helping kids during Christmas, I remember years ago, we participated in this thing called Corazón de Vida. Mm-hmm. We went out there in TJ. Mm-hmm. Sister, my kids went. And we need this, but we need this more often, because you do it a once and done and it's like, no, you need to do it more so that you can remain humbled and grounded. Mm-hmm. We went out there, sister, and Genevieve and Jayla at the time, the house that we have, big room, mm-hmm. big room. They're sharing it. They didn't want to share it. They're like, we want our own room. It's not big enough. And I'm like, what? We go to Corazón de Vida. We go to the house that they're sponsoring, the area where the girls were at. The room is half the room, the size of Jayla and Genevieve. And there's 8 beds in there, stacked up. And Genevieve and Jayla just kind of looked at each other like, mm-hmm. oh, we're blessed. Mm-hmm. And we need those reminders. That's an example, right? Mm-hmm. Like, of course, kids, it's like you got to do more of a constant reminder, humble and all these things. But for me as a father, like, these kids were happy that they were going to eat some pizza or something different. And I'm like, we take these things for granted. And we need to do those things, because those things really check us. Like,
definitely.
Like, we have it really good. Like, we have it really good. Y todavía uno la vergüenza to complain. You
and
know?
Right now that you mentioned that, like, Abby and I sponsor a little kid in Kenya.
Yeah, Eastside does thousands of kids.
And I took that opportunity to sign up because I wanted to instill in my daughter that, like, we're going to bless this little kid with, if we sacrifice one outing or something.
¿Cuánto es al mes?
It's only $40 a month. And this little boy is now able to get running, functioning water. Something that we take for granted.
Yeah.
And again.
And all that's going to require from you, which I admire the fact that you do that, sister. I have to be a little bit better when it comes to, I mean, it's a long story with me. But anyways, what I respect about that is that all it takes is telling your kids once a week on Sunday after church, we're actually not going to go out and eat, guys. We're going to go home and eat sandwiches. You saved yourself the $50 that you were going to spend at Chick-fil-A. Well, Chick-fil-A is not open on Sundays, but you know what I mean. No matter where you're going to go, it's going to be minimum $50, $60, $100. We're not going to go eat. We're going to eat sandwiches. And you're teaching your children, we're going to sacrifice this one Sunday, and this is the Sunday that we're going to use to bless so that they can have running water.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I tell Abby. So our little boy is named Isaac. So I say, you know, today we're going to send Isaac his contribution to bless him. And I do it to instill in my daughter that level of consideration.
That's good.
Gratitude and humility, right? Like, we're not above anyone. And if we can bless someone, why not? There's other things that I involve myself with my job, where I work with fifth graders as well. And I go in and I teach their class once a week for the whole school year, and I talk about different things, drugs, crime on the streets, or peer pressure. I take sometimes guest speakers, and I do this as part of my job, but it's something that I'm very passionate about, because again, like you mentioned, being humble is a correlation of your actions and how you live with the projection of humility within your person. if that makes sense. 100. So yeah. It has to align. You can't just like say, I really care about the world and everything that's going on, but then your core values and the way you're moving. And I am not trying to throw these things that I do like to boost myself, but I'm trying to just basically like let it be known like there's more to Yvette that certain people don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm not out there like, you know, letting it be known to everyone because I don't need it. First of all, that's not who I am, but I do it because that's what's like matters to my heart.
In your heart, absolutely.
That's what matters to for me to be happy within myself and project humility and bless those around me when I'm able.
You're
to.
You're hitting it on the head, sister. It has to be met with actions. And it's so funny because today on social media, I posted that if people need prayer, if people need help financially, I'm like, I'm not saying I can promise the whole world, but if I can at least get you a bag of beans, a bag of rice to get you through the week, like we're going to do it because your faith in the Lord has to be met with actions. And I've done it in the past to certain friendships. And you guys know through Instagram, through cell phone, text, through whatever, I send little voice notes of prayers. I said, hey, go to a corner, close your eyes, bow your heads. I send prayers because I tell them, I'm like, everyone says I'm going to pray for you. But they don't pray. I've done it in the past where I say, I'm going to pray for you. And I really never prayed for them. So now it's like God tells me, take action. Do it now. Send it now. So it has to be met with actions. Humility needs to be a constant check. You need to have that friendship. You need to have that accountability partner that can tell you, hey, we need to bring you off cloud nine real quick. Like, come touch this dirt again one more time. Like, take your shoes off. Let your feet touch the grass. Like, chill. We need that, guys. Like, we shouldn't be afraid of accountability. We shouldn't be. And even if, like, they're wrong for thinking that, maybe it's a deficiency in them. Okay, but at least you have the door open to be like, nah, bro, I never meant it like that. You took it that way, but maybe it's because of this. And we work together because healed people heal people.
And I think, Reina, that you said that the fact that someone tells us or doesn't tell us to come down to reality and be humble, or if we're like in a situation where things are above us for whatever reason, we're also in a society where there's so many tools. Like, we need to be doing better as a society.
100.
We can't be using things as a crutch, like, no me dijeron, no sé, I'm unaware. No, I'm sorry, we need to do better.
Yeah,
there's a lot of tools out there. There's books, there's YouTube, there's movies, there's many resources, there's churches that are constantly inviting people. If you keep, you know, ignoring the invitation, that's not an excuse anymore. Like, we're all getting older, we're already exposed to so much on the news. Like, there's no excuse. We have to do better. We have to try to be focusing on changing the dynamics of the society that we're living in, but truly I see embedding it.
I see it in you sometimes, sister, where when you're at my mom's, I see you're like in the front yard and there's trash that's like far away from us. But ahí vas con el recogedor y ahí vas a recoger the trash, because it's like it takes that one person to say, I care about my city. Like, let's just pick it up.
And if we all did it,
exactly, we would
be in such
exactly
a different state. But exactly, unfortunately, it you could only be accountable for yourself. So yep, I will be that person, yep, going across the street picking up the trash.
And I was going to say right now that you guys just been checked by your homie Yvette right now to, like, no more excuses. But that's what real, like, people do is, like, hey. And it's, and I bet you she's not just going like this. She's also saying, I need to also be matching that action. I can't just tell you, Rudy, I'll bring Pastor Rudy, my mentor Rudy, one more time. I'll share this. This man was a co-pastor of a church. And the church would bring chairs out during COVID time. Pastor Rudy would be one of the first. He's the pastor. He doesn't have to. I love that man so much because he was one of the first ones to be like, I'm going to go pick up the chairs with my members. The normal other situations might be like, oh, I'm busy, I'm talking, I'm doing this. But this guy was like, hold on, I'll talk to you guys. I need to help my members first. Those are the actions that for me speak so much louder than words. Tell me that you serve the Lord. Cool. Show me you serve the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyways, guys, I hope the episode's blessing you guys. I hope we made sense in the stories that we were sharing. I pray that you guys continue to connect with us. What blessed you? What story can you share that has humbled you to say, you know what? Thank you guys for being open. Mike, thank you for the opening story that you shared with us in the beginning. Share, please, guys, because your connection helps us strengthen us, and it just helps us keep going. So with that being said, thank you guys so much for enjoying the podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for aguantándonos until the end. But we'll see you guys next episode. Peace.